You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Google is under fire. News broke last week that Google allegedly pushed out one of their high-profile employees, an AI ethics researcher named Timnit Gebru. She's a well-respected pioneer in her field and one of the few Black women leaders in the industry. Here to unpack this controversy and explain why so many people are so upset in the tech community is Shireen Ghaffari, who reported the story for us. Hey, Shireen.
Hey, Teddy.
So what's the big deal? Why is everybody up in arms about this Google employee that recently resigned?
So the Google employee in question, or former Google employee, is a really well-respected leader in the field of artificial intelligence, specifically about whether artificial intelligence, which is increasingly kind of the future of companies like Google and Facebook, right, whether those systems are actually biased toward minorities, women, and whether it's really fair what this AI is sort of spitting out at us.
And tell me, like, what happened in the weeks before Gebru's departure that has made this such a kind of rallying moment for diversity advocates and people in the field?
So here's what we know about what led to this moment. First, we know that Gebru and some of her colleagues plan to present a research paper outside of Google at an academic conference about artificial intelligence and natural language processing. And that means the kind of AI that's used to understand how people speak, both writing and audio. They had this paper in the works. It was set to publish at this conference. As a procedure thing, they sent it to Google higher-ups for approval, and Google denied that. And now Google's management says that it's because the research wasn't up to their standards, but Gebru contested that and said in an internal email to many of her Google colleagues that the company was silencing in the most fundamental way possible, in her words, and that more broadly, as one of the few Black women who's a leader on the AI team, that your life gets worse when you start advocating for underrepresented people at Google. Then her kind of senior manager, director at Google, Jeff Dean, said that he came out with his own kind of email internally, which has now been published online, saying that Gebru, in his view, pushed herself out the door because she allegedly gave them a set of conditions. And if Google didn't meet those conditions, that Gebru would leave. So it's sort of at this point a back and forth. There's some debate about exactly what those final conversations looked like leading to Gebru's departure, but it all stemmed back to whether or not this controversial research was allowed to be published outside of Google.
All right, it's like, what's the big deal? Why did Google care so much about this one researcher publishing this one thing?
So Dean, in his note, and Dean is the AI leader to employees, said that the research didn't represent enough fully the consensus in the academic community around bias in this kind of AI they were looking at, and that there are actually ways to mitigate the kinds of harm that could result from AI systems, and that the paper didn't acknowledge this well enough.
Okay.
Without actually reading the paper, it's really hard to make an outside assessment of that. But there have been many in the academic community that are sort of questioning this and wondering whether Google is kind of arbitrarily enforcing its rules here.
Yeah, I mean, this unearthed this fierce backlash to Google. Like, tell me what the response has been like over the last week as more and more of this has come out.
I mean, I've never seen this level of backlash amongst kind of academic leaders over the departure of a single person at Google. You know, there's certainly been employee activism at Google in the past, and there have been really controversial firings, including just in the days before this news, the NLRB actually issued a complaint saying that Google was wrong to fire two employees who were organizing around other kind of hot button issues at the company. So This is not totally new to Google to have controversy within its workforce, but just the breadth of support that Gabrieu is getting from her peers, not just at Google, but in the academic community, is huge. So a petition to support her already has over 2,100 signatures from Google employees, including many, many people on her specific AI research team. And then also over 3,000 academics, nonprofit leaders, and industry peers as of December 8th.
Gotcha. So I guess like the question I'm left wondering is why, right? I mean, this is one Google employee. Why do you think this has touched such a nerve in Silicon Valley?
I think because all of these major tech companies, Google, Facebook, Microsoft, Amazon, are all saying that they want to make sure that the technologies of the future do not negatively impact minorities, do not negatively impact women, that they are fair to everyone, regardless of what you look like. But one of the leading researchers who's kind of checking that and investigating that, who lent a lot of credibility to Google's research department because she was an active voice on these issues, is now leaving under these questionable circumstances. So I think for everyone in the field who's supporting her, they're doing so because they're worried that her being allegedly pushed out could have a chilling effect on these academics within major tech companies who are publishing research that can sometimes potentially be at odds with the business, you know, needs of these companies.
So there's sort of a fear that this is a harbinger of things to come.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, one UC Berkeley computer science professor who specializes in this just said that he doesn't know kind of what the place is moving forward for people in this field of research at tech companies, if there's going to be this kind of alleged suppression of research. And again, Google contests this, but really, I think people, academics trust in Google as being tested with this.
You mentioned Google has a history of this stuff. You know, there have been a lot of allegations that the company has retaliated, pushing out employees who speak up about ethical issues at Google, whether it's sexual harassment or censorship issues. When you zoom in on Google, which is in this sort of sensitive position right now, where they have this famously political workforce that Google has now trying to kind of rein back in, right? Tell me like what this tells us about Google.
Just that these problems aren't going away. I mean, actually, the past year had been relatively quiet for Google around employee activism. If you think back to 2 years ago, you had the Google walkout, which was like 20,000 Google employees denouncing sexual harassment at the company. But in the past year, actually, Google's biggest criticism had been from outside, from the government, from antitrust regulators. Google's internal workforce thinks it's somewhat calmed down. But I think with this, we're seeing a revival of some of that anger and controversy at the company about internally how they're managing things.
Shireen Ghaffari, thanks so much for covering that and for coming on. You can read more of her work at recode.net.
Thanks, Teddy.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.